over, net.
CQ, 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 this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John, and my location is Inman, South Carolina. In the interest of radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via Echolink Node 545-072. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN.
For RJN, this is K4OSH. I have one announcement, please.
K4OSH, KN4RJN, go ahead with your announcement, sir.
Thank you, sir. Made this announcement at the end of the net last night, but there may have been some who weren't around. Our friend Bob King, Robert Lee King, a former member of our group, WA4, I can't remember his call sign right off the top of my head, WA4LVU, I believe it is, passed away the 31st of March this year after some illness, and I just wanted everybody in the group to be aware of that, and that's the extent of my announcement. K4OSH, back to net.
KN4RJN, thank you for that, sir. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the family for that silent key, and we thank you for bringing that to our attention. Any other announcements, bulletins, or former traffic for the net, please call KN4RJN. This is KN4RJN, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to begin the roll call. Before we do that, I'd like to acknowledge some early check-ins. KM4RGX Carol in Greenville County checked in earlier using our early check-in system. And before we go to the alphabetical rate call, I'd like to invite Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4RJN. When checking in, please speak slowly. Give us your call sign using standard phonetics, your name and your location, and indicate whether you want to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4RJN.
KN4RJN. KN4RJN. This is Whiskey November 4 Victor. WN4V. John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I am negative and negative, and good evening, WN4V.
Net control, this is KM4VIX, Kilo Mike 4, Victor India X-ray, John in Greenville. No traffic, but I will be able to hang around for Reg 2 after. Thank you.
WN4RJN, please check in and out, Kilo 4 ZZ X-ray, Kilo 4 ZZX, name is Steve, we're over here in Greenville County at the base of Paris Mountain, I'm negative and negative tonight, good evening to you, John, and everyone on the net.
This is KN4RJN at Collect Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to welcome WN4V. John, down in Florida. Welcome, John. Thanks for stopping by. KM4VIX, another John over in Greenville County, down at the base of Paris Mountain. And John, I've got you down for some rag chew later. And Stephen, K4ZZX, thank you all for stopping by. I don't have any other Echolink stations, so we'll go to the alphabetical portion of the roll call. This being Friday night, we will start with the Uniform Through Zulu group. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4RJN. This is KN4RJN, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Uniform through Zulu Group seems to not be around this evening yet, so we'll pick them up later. We're going to slide on down the alphabet to the top. Alpha through Delta. Stations with the prefix beginning with Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN.
KN4RJN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative negative. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. Staying safe. 73s.
November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, 10-4-AAHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. No traffic, no cable. Short time to see you. 72 and a half. 4-RJN. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
This is Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November. Nick Control for the Blue Ridge 2-Minute.net. Like to welcome KO4AOW Dave. Thanks for stopping by. N4AHO Doug over in Walhalla. Thanks for stopping by, Doug. And Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and the daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks all for stopping by. Also, K4OSH, you had an announcement earlier. I went ahead and checked you in, so I've got you as well. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN.
KN4RJN. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4UBG. Kevin. Mobile and out of Malden towards Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net.
RJN. The Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango, KB1 the BNT, James and Greer, negative and negative.
KN4RJN, net control from Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Kevin, KN4UBG, over there in Fountain Inn, and KB1BNT, James, in Greer. Although, Kevin, you told me you were out mobiling around. You take care of yourself out there and be careful. Thanks for stopping by. I'd like to slide on down to the alphabet now and to the Echo Through Hotel group. Echo Through Hotel. Please call KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, good evening. Please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike. Fred, in Travis Rest, Wife Island, November 4, India. Echo India, negative, negative, TR, thank you.
KN4RJN. November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren and Taylors. I'll be negative and negative.
KN. Kilo Delta 4. Hotel Juliet Tango, Ray in Simpsonville, they take me in and out.
4RJN. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry in Cabot, North Carolina, negative, negative night. John, thanks.
RJN. Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango. K4GAT, Mike in Simpsonville. Negative and negative.
Kilo November 4, RJN, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Uniform Charlie, Rich and Greer. Negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, net control from Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Fred, W4FCM, and he brings along his wife Isla, N4IEI. Tell Isla we said hi, Fred.
And N4HHC, Warren, over in Taylor's. KD4HJT, Ray, over in Simpsonville. KC4EZN, Harry, thanks for stopping by up there in Chandler, North Carolina. K4GAT, Michael, over in Simpsonville. And KO4AUC, Richard, over in Greer. Thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4RJN. This is KN4RJN, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Let's slide on down the alphabet to the India Through Lima group. India Through Lima. If you want to check in, please call KN4RJN.
KN4RJN. Kilo Golf 4. Juliet, India, Alpha, Denison, Gaffney, 73. Good evening to you and local vet.
JN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative 73s for each one of you.
For RJN. John G. Wiz, you're sounding like a veteran now. I think you've got it. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
4, RJN. Kilo, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI-4. LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
This is KN4RJN, net control for Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like to welcome Dennis, KG4JIA, over in Gaffney, and KK4JFO, James, up there on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And KK4JBQ, Larry, brings along his wife Donna. Tell Donna we said hi. KC4MFK. And KI4LZI, my buddy Andy, up there on Table Rock in Pickens County. Any other stations? India Through Lima. India Through Lima. Please call KN4RJN.
Please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. It's Juan in Greenville, no traffic, no comment. 73.
This is KN4RJN, net control for Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like to welcome our buddy Juan, Kid Pass Juan, WA4KC. Any other stations? India Through Lima. India Through Lima. Please call KN4RJN. All right, let's slide on down the alphabet to the Mike Through Papa group. Mike Through Papa, please call KN4RJN.
74, Oscar, Tango Whiskey, James and Anderson. A little traffic, good evening, everybody on the net.
RJN. Please check in, Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative, negative.
It's KN4RJN, net control for Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like to welcome James, KD4OTW. Way down in noise there, James, but I pulled you out, so we got you in the log. And Walt, my neighbor here in Edmund, K4OIM. Thanks for stopping by, Walt. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN. Let's slide on down the alphabet. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KN4RJN.
RJN. Up here. K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot. This is Bob and Taylor's. I'll be negative, negative tonight.
N4RJN. Evening, John. Please check in. Kilo 4. Romeo Mike, that's K4RM Fred, also my wife Mary, November 4, Mike, Romeo Yankee, N4MRY, we're at home in Piedmont tonight, John. Good Friday evening to you and all on the net, no traffic, no roundtable.
RJN, it is checked.
check in KD2RKN. That's Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November. Jason in Williamston, no traffic, no comments. Thanks for calling the net, and good evening, everybody.
KN. Foot Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. Also, Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra, that's Rhonda. We're both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening.
This is KN4RJN, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Break. I got some pollen in my throat there. I'd like to welcome K4RHF, Robert, over in Greenville. Thanks for stopping by. K4RM, Fred, brings along Mary, N4MRY. Fred, you tell Mary we said hi. KD2RKN, that's Jason, over in Williamston. And KC4SKD, Larry, brings along his wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS. Say that three times fast. Larry, you tell Rhonda we said hi. Thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations, go back through Tango. Go back through Tango. Please call KN4RJN. All right, this is KN4RJN, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you have a letter in your call sign and you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KN4RJN.
KN4RJN. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative, negative.
Cool, JN. In November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative tonight.
JN. Kilo 4, X-ray, Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
This is KN4RJN at control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like welcome Dave, W4DJW, keeps everything running for us. Thanks for stopping by, Dave. N4DJC, Jerry, over in Anderson. Thanks for stopping by, Jerry. K4XB, Tom, Southern Greenville County, or Southern Oconee County, excuse me. And W4FHJ, Gene, over in Taylor's. Thank you all for stopping by. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN.
Control, this is KC9UUG, Kilo Charlie Niner, uniform football call. Jared, negative and negative.
This is KN4RJM. Last call on the station. You're way down on noise there, Jerry. I got the first part. I got a KC9. Can you come back with the rest of it?
KC9UUG, Kilo Charlie Niner, uniform golf. Jared and Pickens, negative and negative. Please check in Whiskey 4, Kilo Alpha Bravo. This is Timothy, Arden, North Carolina. You can call the net. Negative and negative. Tonight.
This is KN4RJN. Jared, I got you that time. KC9UUG. And I forget where you said you were, but wherever it is, thanks for stopping by. W4KAB, Kenneth, over in Arden, North Carolina, or up in Arden, North Carolina, I guess I should say. Thank you for stopping by. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Call KN4RJN.
KN4AIT, Kilo Mike 4 Alpha India Tango. This is Vince, Forest Springs, South Carolina. We're mobile tonight, 221, but I just want to let you know to thank you for calling the net.
Vince, can you come back with your call sign one more time, please?
Yeah, Alpha, still in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Last calling station, stand by. Vince, can you come back with your call sign one more time?
So Mike 4 Alpha India Tango, KM4AIT. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Vance. I got it right that time. KM4AIT, and there was another station just trying to break in there. Please come back. Check in with me, KN4RJN.
Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, still in Greenville. KO4ACA.
Is KA4ACA Phil, or Bill, excuse me. Sorry I stepped on you there a minute ago, but I had Vincent all wrong there in my thing. I thought I heard an N instead of an M. But anyway, thanks for stopping by. Any other stations before we go on to the Rag 2? Any other stations? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. And I'll learn how to talk here in just a minute. Please call KN4RJN. This is KN4RJN, now securing the formal portion of the net. And our big thanks for all checking in and your patience with me. Any stations wishing to secure may do so, but before we go to the Rag Jew, I do have my Friday night tidbit, and I invite you to hang around for that. And we'll bring that to you here in about 10 seconds as soon as I get my glasses back on. This is KN4RJN, net control from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And this comes under the heading of How Bizarre. On one distant world, heavy metal could be a weather forecast. Telescope observations indicate that an exoplanet nearly 640 light years from Earth has iron rain. The planet WASP-76b is an ultra-hot gas giant. Such worlds get blasted with so much stellar radiation that their dayside temperatures rival that of some stars, while the nightsides tend to be much milder. No one has gotten a good enough look at an ultra-hot gas giant to see how temperature contrast affects the chemistry across the atmosphere. Now researchers using the Very Large Telescope in Chile have detected chemical components in WASP-76b's atmosphere by examining starlight filtering through the atmosphere as the exoplanet passes in front of its sun during two orbits in 2018. Break. While the atmosphere showed traces of iron gas where the planet was transitioning towards the nighttime, no iron was detected at the transition from night to day, the researchers report in the March 11th issue of Nature. This suggests that as gaseous iron on WASP-76b's day side swirls towards the night side, which is almost 1,000 degrees Celsius cooler, the iron condenses into raindrops, and those raindrops fall deep into the atmosphere overnight. So, astronomers don't see the iron gas where the planet moves from night to day. With no solid ground on the gaseous planet, the researchers suspect the iron raindrops eventually reach depths so hot that the drops vaporize back into iron gas. So, of all the rain we got the other day, just be thankful that it was water. And that's our Friday night tidbit for tonight. Let's see who we've got on the road on the roster for Rag 2. Stand by. This is KN4RJN, KM4VIX, John, talk to me.
For RJN, John, this is KM4VIX, John in Greenville. Thanks for hosting the net. And it's nice to, again, hear new voices. It's been a while since I've attended the net. I've just been busy with this whole COVID outbreak thing, but have finally had a chance to break out some stuff. But the antenna was down, so I thought I'd just log on via Echolink, see if I couldn't get caught up a little bit. But spent most of the day today just finding the garage, so to speak. So now I've got a larger floor and now just getting the ham desk back in shape and hopefully get the antennas back up over the weekend.
KM4VIX, KN4RJN. Well, welcome back, John. I'm glad you got things dusted off and fired up again, and good luck with getting the antennas back up. But did you have any storm damage the other night?
Newman went out and pulled everything down, so now it's just a matter of lassoing the trees and getting the pulleys back up for the larger antennas, and then I took my 2-meter down because it's on not a real stable link, so I didn't trust it was going to make the winds, and we had about 75 mile an hour winds coming through here just south of Paris Mountain, and so it was quite the event, but we were able to weather it without any major damage or consequence unlike some of our friends there in the Seneca area where we had a touchdown. But it was definitely interesting to listen to everything transpire out there.
Yeah, I saw the videos and some of the pictures of some of the damage over in Seneca. They got slammed pretty good in places. I grew up in southern Indiana, which is kind of the tail end of Tornado Alley, and I remember skies turning funny colors and all kinds of nasty stuff happening, and yeah, I'm familiar with that. And then I lived out in Oklahoma for a while, and we had tornadoes come through there almost on a weekly basis sometimes, so those things are, you don't want to mess with those things. They're nasty, and they're unpredictable, and they, you know, I've seen one house destroyed, and the house very next to it pops over that and then destroys the house on the other side of it. And it's just, those are bad. So I'm glad everybody came out of that. You and yours came out of that okay. We did have no damage here. So good Lord's looking out for us, I guess. What else you got, John?
For RDN, KM4VIX. The other thing I'm looking at doing, I got involved with the PHRC during this last crisis with the COVID-19, that's the Public Health Reserve Corps, and I'm working with them as a volunteer radio operator to help them bolster up their communications for secondary lines of communications, and they use the Palmetto 800 system. I now have one of the Palmetto 800 radios, and I'm just trying to understand how that's monitored amongst the amateur radio community, so I'm just trying to reach out and try to find some contacts that may be monitoring that Palmetto 800. So if and when that system does go down, we can fall back on the either 2 meter or 440 frequency and utilize the ham radio bands for interoperability and a redundant communication change. So that's kind of the next thing I'm working on here in my part time.
I know I don't monitor. Does anybody listening monitor that? What was it, the Palmetto 800?
For DJC. Yeah, I monitor the Palmetto 800 system. I've got a digital scanner, and I monitor the whole thing, Greenville, Anderson County, simulcast, Lawrence, you know, just the whole, about five county area. I monitor that a fair amount of time.
Did you copy that?
I did, but I missed your call. So if you could come back with that, like to understand a little bit better how you're doing that. I've got a scanner as well, but haven't been able to pick up those trunking frequencies via the 800 meter or the 800 megahertz.
It's a call to November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie N4DJC. Handler Jared, I do have it. I've got a digital scanner. That's a P25 system is what it is. It's phase one, and it is what I have handles all of it basically. Except, of course, anything's encrypted. It doesn't. You know, I don't have the keys. It's just a scanner. It's not a Motorola radio. So I don't have anything. I can't get anything encrypted. If I get all the talk groups, I've got everything programmed in, so I know when something pops up. I know. The system, the talk group, the site, just about everything pops up on the scanner for me.
This is KN4RJN. Well, John, it sounds like you and Jerry need to get together and change notes or trade notes there.
Big brand that. And one of the things we're looking at doing is finding amateurs that may be monitoring those with scanners. So during our weekly radio tests, I had proposed that maybe we, at the end of that, just throw out an all call that somebody could respond via the 2 meter net or SC Heart or, you know, the 440 frequencies, some of the primary local repeater frequencies, just to acknowledge that they're monitoring those so that we have a log of what that interoperability may be in the case that the system does go down.
Roger that. I just had an Echo Link station pop up here, so let me take a moment to allow him to check in. Echo Link stations only, please call KN4RJN.
are a few amateur repeaters that are on that P25 phase one, and I'm not sure whether that repeater is still operational or not.
This is KN4RJN. I've got an Echo Link station popped up. Let's give him a moment to check in. Echo Link station only, please. Please call KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echo Link Liberty, negative, negative.
Right, recognize KG4WNP. Landon, I hope you weren't waiting too long there. I just happened to look up and see that you were popped up there on Echo Link. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. John and Jerry, if you want to continue on with your conversation, please go ahead.
Chelsea, yeah, you can put me on the rack you list after all, net control.
Andy, talk to me.
Chelsea, I've got a BC-785D digital Unison scan with APCO 25 capability in it. One problem is, y'all's talking about those digital scanners, how old are they? This one I got back in 04. But when they rebanded 800 megahertz about 5 or 6 years ago, now it's dead as a hammer and I can't hear anything on APCO 25 digital because it dates back to the year 2004. So all of y'all scanners, you better check to see how old they are. They better be pretty well new, otherwise you won't hear anything on digital 800 on them because they rebanded the 800 megahertz band here about 5 or 6 years ago. Back to net control, KI4LZI.
Thanks for that, Andy. Let me take a break here for just a second. I got another Echo Link station popped up here. Echo Link station only. Please call KN4RJN.
Net 4, Alpha Golf Delta, this is Isaac.
We'd like to recognize KN4AGD, Isaac. Way down in noise, Isaac, but I got you. And last calling station, I missed you. I'm sorry. Please come back.
I got a cable issue. Kilo, India 4. Mike, leave in November. Name is Alan Baldwin.
Thank you, Alan. That would like to recognize KI4MLN, Alan over in Malden. Thanks for stopping in. Any other check-ins out through Zulu before we close this up? All right, back to our previous conversation. Thank you for that, Andy. Did anybody else have any comments on that?
One thing I wanted to mention to Andy, they are some ways of handling those rebanding 800 megahertz frequency on some of the older units and scanners that I'm not real familiar with, but Radio Reference website has got some information on some of those. Some of them, depending on how old they are, but when they rebanded them, it did make a difference. There may be some things you can do too. But anyway, my scanner's last year of mine. Mine's a high-end unit in SDS 200, so it's about as new as the newest scanner unit makes, and it's a base unit. It's not a handheld, but it does a great job there. But it's very complicated though, getting it all set up. It's programmed by zip code. It just loads everything in. But it's basically a software defined scanner, so you can reload the database every week or so whenever they update the database. And it's got all talk groups programmed in. It's got them identified. That sort of thing. Like I said, you can spend months going through and learning all the bits and pieces of it and how to get everything done. But I do enjoy this. Something to keep me busy anyway. N4DJC.
N4DJC, KM4VIX. Appreciate that commentary on your scanner. I do have a digital scanner as well, and luckily it was one that was able to be reprogrammed with the new 800 megahertz allocations. So I've done that, but I'm still like you. I think it's to where I need some better software or something to download all those various packages, because otherwise it's a manual process. And it's one of those steep learning curves, as is many things with the radio world. But I do appreciate your comments there. And I don't know if you or others out there that do monitor those 800 frequencies and the talk groups, if you would be interested in maybe at least relaying via another network that you heard the weekly radio check, and that's something I may be able to coordinate with folks coming up in the next couple of weeks, probably 2 weeks from Wednesday.
Probably could. It just depends on the timing of it. I'm retired, but sometimes I'm not at home, so I'm not may not be at liberty to do any of that. But I listen to a fair amount of time when I'm home. But if the scanner you got is a unit and it's fairly new, there's plenty of software out there available for them that are just not made by unit, and that will take care of. It's got everything already built in. All you got to do is just load it on. You got to use a PC and load it onto the scanner that way. But otherwise, unless it's real old or something, otherwise, you can do that by PC.
Appreciate that. I'll have to again look into that, or writing things down just as quickly as possible. So I'll take a look here this week and see if we can't have any better luck with it. But do appreciate everything and your comments. Thank you, KM4VIX. Back to net control.
All right, this is KM4RJN. Any other comments or check-ins, please call KM4RJN.
Kelsey, I'll just make one comment. It was on the Radio Reference website about 5 or 6 years ago that I found out that my VC785D was too old to be modifiable. I got it a year before I got my ham license, back in 2004. So if you got anything that dates back that far as this Uniden does, 2004, you can hang it up like that. Because it can't be changed. But the brand new ones, like that 100 and 200, those are brand new ones. You got to have a fairly new one to do 809. KI4LZI.
KN4RJN. Thank you, Andy. Appreciate the info. Any other comments before we close this down?
One out there, he's very important, KI4LN. His digital stuff is really not a good idea in certain areas of this country. This is one of those areas. And this is why you need analog engines. The Motorola does design their stuff so you can do that if you're smart enough to figure it out. And there's going to be a lot of problems. They're going to need more towers, and it isn't feasible in certain areas of the country. KI4LN.
Thank you, sir, for that. Get any other comments? Call KN4RJN.
Cable issues.
All right, this is KN4RJN, net control for Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We're going to wrap this up. I'm going to send my net report and then return the repeater to normal amateur radio operations. Stand by for my net report. KN4RJN, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio operations. Good night. Take care of yourself. And take care of each other. KN4RJN, clear. W4DJW, KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, W4DJW.
Well, I was filling in the net report. I forgot to put a message number on it, but I hope that didn't screw up the system too much.
No, it didn't. At least it worked for you. It didn't crash. But yeah, I noticed that. I filled it in with your format, 04-17-2020.
I was trying to do too many things at once, sir. Anyway, so we didn't have 44 check-ins. That's not too bad.
No, that's not bad at all. I checked. I think our average was 43 check-ins per night this time last month, and it's 54 now. So our average is really good so far for this net, or for this month. But I think everybody sheltering in place has got something to do with that.
Phillips, I was a little surprised I only had one early check-in. Usually there's like four or five, but again, everybody's sheltering in place, so they're just hanging around. Going to get on the radio anyway.
Okay, well, you got one more at 1 minute till the net, so I didn't know if, excuse me, I thought you might have had both screens up and refresh on one throughout the net, but you did get KW4TS Jim, who is in Pelzer at the moment, checked in 1 minute before the net, and if you already had your, if you only had the net report up, you can't do a refresh without losing all the stuff that you put in there. So I went and did a refresh and saw that he was there. So we're going to make it 44. We're going to amend the net report to from 44 to 45.
I had the screen minimized down there, and I checked it about, you know, 3 minutes before the net, and all I had was Carol. I didn't see Jim. I just pulled it up. Yep, there he is, bigger Stuttgart. And, yeah, I guess I have to check that right up to the last minute.
I'm thinking some people will probably do that instead of waiting around. If they've got to run, they're not going to wait for their turn through the alphabet. They're just going to fill that in. So I'm thinking we should probably check that throughout the net. When I get that on the net control software, I'll have it go. I have an option to go pull it every 5 minutes so that you can see if a new one pops in there.
Pull up the echo link and then overlay that with the net control software, and then I'll pull up the net report and minimize that down so I can get to it, and I'll check that for early check-ins, you know, 5-10 minutes before the net, and then I didn't get back to it. The dog was wanting my attention, and I usually, you know, keep a close eye on that, but I didn't see Jim. I didn't see him in there. Sorry about that, Jim, if you're still listening, but yeah, I'll have to watch that just before launch.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you helping work out the kinks and the automation. I appreciate that. And calling the net. Good net, by the way.
Sure. What would be handy, and I don't know how much work this would be for you to do, but if we put a button or a flashing red light on the on the net control software when an Echo Link station pops up or somebody checks in early, and just to alert you that something's happened, so you get your eyes off the keyboard, or eyes off the screen, or eyes off the radio long enough to see what else is going on.
That's a really good idea. We'll put a little flashing LED on there right next to the new name that pops up so you can find it quickly.
I think it was Landon. I had a list of Echo Link stations, and I thought I had them all, and I looked over there and said, wait a minute, Landon, I know Landon, or I don't know him, but I've seen his call sign on there before. I said, whoa, we gotta stop, pull him in, and then the other guy, who I don't recognize, but was in there. I could barely hear him, but I could see his call sign on the Echo Link page, so I got him in there, but yeah, Jim got past me.
That's all right. We're all learning, and you're learning really, really quick.
I'm just muddling along here, doing the best I can, trying to help. But anyway, well, Dave, you have a good evening. I'm going to slide on out of here, and y'all stay safe. KN4RJN, I am clear. Head check-in.
In Kilo, November 4, Sierra, Mike, Kilo, Doug in Tacoma, Georgia. Kind of late to the party, but hey, at least I made it, I guess.
Better late than never. I would like to recognize KN4SMK. Dave, if you're still listening, bump it up one more.
Net report amended.
KN4RJN, good night.
Talk to you later, John, W4DJW. I'm calling it a day, a long day.